brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We survived it, folks. The possible firestorm caused by cooking a turkey. I want to thank Paul Craig Roberts, who just joined us in the last segment. I apologize for cutting him off there. Sometimes when you're going to break, you got to do that. But Paul Craig Roberts, one of personally the people that I admire the most as a writer and a thinker and an analyst. Every time I read his articles, I learn something new and quite profound. So be sure to check out his information. Is there a website, guys, for Paul Craig Roberts that we should give out? Let me know. Moving on, turkey frying terror. I thought, you know, in this segment here, we'd have just a bit of a comedic relief. What about seven other foods that Janet Napolitano thinks might be tools of terrorism, huh? Hey, if deep frying a turkey is so dangerous that they have to issue an official tweet about it, maybe there are some other weapons of mass convection, that's your oven convection, that we should be concerned about. Now, I have six, and I'm challenging the crew back there to come up with the seventh. You got it? You got to come up with the seventh. Here we go. Seven other foods that could be tools of terrorism. Number one, of course, would be human breast milk. They already think that's terrorism. That's why they have infiltrators. Yeah, that's a good word, infiltrators. And spies who are going out and trying to arrest people who are buying and selling and transporting raw milk. And why is it dangerous? Oh, because it's not pasteurized. It's alive. Of course, we've got these suggestions, by the way, were from the Natural News Facebook fan page. So I want to thank those fans for their little contributions. They gave me the idea of baked beans because they produce flammable gases, which are illegal to carry on an airplane, by the way. So that could be a weapon of terrorism very soon. Microwavable popcorn, because it explodes, and it sounds like gunfire. You microwave popcorn, you could get a visit from DHS. How about that Velveeta cheese? Because you can't identify it. It has no biometrics. Nobody knows what it's really made of. Kind of a mystery. We're not even sure if it has a genetic code, so we don't know if it's GMO or not. Big mystery. Deviled eggs. Yep, because, of course, the devil's in them. Deviled eggs. Green peas. That could be another food of tremendous terror. Why? Why, you ask? Well, obviously because the Department of Homeland Security doesn't want anything resembling world peace. Bad humor on this Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you, guys. All right, what's your suggestion, guys? You got a food? Vitamin C. How could that be a terror weapon, vitamin C? Because it lets you see things that you're not supposed to see. I got you. You're good. Okay. That was from the InfoWars staff behind the curtain right back there. Yeah, I hope you're staying entertained and informed at the same time. Our focus here is to, of course, give you a little bit of both. But this reminds me, here's a quote from someone on the Facebook page who was reacting to this news that DHS put out this tweet about the dangers of frying turkey. And I'm bleeping out the profanity here, so it's clean, okay? It's okay for radio. This person says, quote, "They're only dangerous," talking about the turkeys being dropped into the fryers. "They're only dangerous because bleeping idiots think they can throw frozen bleep into a vat of boiling bleep on top of an open flame and that everything will be okay." Yeah, he's got a point, right? Think about the laws of physics when you do this stuff. There is an open flame. It can tip easily. There's hot oil. And you shouldn't just throw something frozen in there. All right, but this also brings me to a quote from Thomas Jefferson, which will take us to break. Quote, "Was the government to prescribe to us our medicine and diet, our bodies would be in such keeping as our souls are now." Thomas Jefferson, Notes of the State of Virginia, talking about why we shouldn't have the government telling us what to eat. Get vitamin C something, say something. That's the winning entry in the terror food alert. Vitamin C something, say something. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex Jones today. And we've been talking about nutrition. Yeah, the evil nutrients, like vitamin C, something, say something. That's Janet Napolitano's favorite vitamin. And then Bill Gates' favorite vitamin is a vitamin D population agenda. I actually got a laughter from behind the glass on that one. You got to surprise these guys from time to time. But thank you for joining us. I always enjoy hosting here. It's really an honor to be here, to be filling in for Alex, who's on the road, probably getting stopped by TSA somewhere and filming it and having an altercation of some sort that we're going to find out about tomorrow or the next day. So I can't wait to find out about that. I texted Alex this morning and said, I'm going to be covering Ron Paul. I'm going to be covering some of these things. And I didn't get an answer. So he's probably like on the road, man, just really going for it, trying to get back to Austin as soon as possible. So good for him. And thank you for inviting me on here to host. So continuing, we've got a lot more news coming up. And at the bottom of this hour, we have a Dr. Stuart Lonnke who's going to be joining us to talk about some of the dangers out there in the environment, stuff that we really haven't focused on that much, the heavy metals poisoning in our environment, the chemical poisoning that we're not aware of. And he's really more of a conventional doctor, but who has specialized in cancer prevention by telling the truth about the effects of toxic chemicals and heavy metals. So he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Until then, we've got more news. All right, Prozac and fluoride. Look, I just wanted to – I know Alex has covered this a lot here on the show, but I wanted to reiterate that Prozac is 94% fluoride. All right? 94% fluoride. So if Prozac makes you chill out and it makes kids feel okay and it makes adults feel okay, what do you think fluoride's doing? You think fluoride is not psychoactive? Of course it's psychoactive. That goes all the way back to Nazi Germany. Oh, by the way, along those lines, I've been reading more books by Jim Mars, and I have to say, read Jim Mars. Read the book called Rise of the Fourth Reich. It is an amazing tour of the Nazi Germany influence on NASA, on the space program, on the politics, on banking, on pharmaceuticals, on agriculture, pesticides, you name it. It's incredible. And it's extremely well documented. So giving a big shout out to Jim Mars, who by the way, is a guest here on the Alex Jones Show from time to time. Also coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Robert Scott Bell joining us. He's a host also with GCN. He has his own radio show, and he's going to be joining us to share some of the things that we all have to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. I'm going to be given five things, and Robert's got his five things, and hopefully I want to open up the phones today and ask you to call in and with your comments on Ron Paul, the debates, or the on-fire turkey roasting episode that Janet Napolitano warned us about, or even maybe what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, because we do have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Really. Even in the midst of all this tyranny and all this oppression and all the insanity out there, think about it. We still have Ron Paul on stage telling the truth. Isn't that amazing? We still have InfoWars. We have Alex Jones. We have this media channel. We have all of you out there, the supporters, the listeners, the viewers, the people who are sending out the tweets and putting it on Facebook and putting the bumper stickers out there and handing out the movies and the DVDs. Good for you. I'm thankful for you. You know, speaking of that, they didn't even ask me to plug this, but I just feel like it's appropriate. Can you give a video shot of these movies over here? Right now, the InfoWars store is offering the 18 DVDs at a low price. Is that $129? Is that the price? $99? Are you kidding me? I'm not going to turn this into an infomercial. No, I just think it's a great buy. I'm actually picking up this whole set myself today because I haven't seen all of Alex's films. I must admit, I haven't seen them all. I've seen many of them. I followed Alex for many years, but I haven't seen all the films, and I think I can learn some more also because there's nobody on the cutting edge of just doing this research year after year, day after day, sacrificing his personal time. I mean, he's even on vacation reporting, doing the news, doing investigative journalism as he's on vacation. It's like, we're here in the Grand Canyon, and here's what you need to know. Here's another film. Yeah, it's $99.95. All right, so I was off by 95 cents, but $99.95 at the InfoWars.com store. You can get these 18 DVDs, all of Alex Jones' films ever. Woo, that's some Christmas viewing for you right there. Hand them out to your family and friends. Moving on. Another topic here, Natural News salutes Jesse Ventura. Look, I heard Jesse on Alex Jones about a week ago, and he said, you know what, he's fighting on the front lines. He's telling the truth. He's doing his part, and the mainstream media isn't recognizing him. And I said, you know what? You're right, man. You are right, and you need more recognition, and you deserve it. So I put out an article that just said, I salute you, man. I salute what you're doing, what you stand for, the truth that you are speaking out there, the shows that you're filming. You are a great American hero, a true patriot, just like Ron Paul, just like Alex Jones, and many other people out there. So, you know, hats off to you, man. Keep up the great work, and you are being recognized by those who still have their sanity. Isn't that good to know? Hey, we don't have to be on the top 10 Mr. Popular list of the general public out there, the fluoride heads. I don't want to be on their top 10 list. Popular people, they're too busy with celebrities and musicians and just, I don't know, complete whack jobs. So I don't want to be on their list. I only want to be on the list of people who are into liberty and into freedom. And my list of people I admire is like Paul Craig Roberts. It's like Jesse Ventura. It's like Ron Paul. It's like Alex Jones. Right? So and it's like Gerald Celente, by the way. And there's an update on MF Global on the InfoWars.com website today. So if you want to know the latest on that. Wow, what an outrageous example of just complete outright theft. Just stealing money from people. Hundreds of millions of dollars, I think, is what was stolen from people, and they don't even care. They're like, just take it. We stole your money. Deal with it. That's the new banking system in America today. Next item. We have now confirmed that Walgreens is giving out iPad prizes to employees that push the most flu vaccines. Do you have a Walgreens graphic for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv? Yeah. So we went to Walgreens and, well, I should say we talked to their press department. And we said, wait a minute, we've got employees who are saying that you're giving out iPads as prizes when those employees push vaccines onto their customers. Now, we covered this a couple of weeks ago here on the show, but now we've confirmed it, officially confirmed from the corporate headquarters of Walgreens, and they actually gave us a statement. All right? So check out this statement. I guess I got to thank them for getting back in touch with us. They said, quote, our objective during flu season is to protect as many people as possible through the administration of flu shots as an important preventive health measure. It's protection now. Protection. The incentive program, they say, is one of the ways in which we encourage our employees to support this objective. Objective, it's like a military objective. And for our pharmacies to continue to play a leading role. A leading role in helping people stay healthy during the flu season. They should just say amen at the end of that or something, as if they're, because it's almost like they're trying to invoke that they're following the commandments of God, which they are not. They add, we share the recommendations of the CDC and other national health organizations. Oh, really? They follow the CDC. Okay, that explains it. You mean the CDC, who had one of their own researchers indicted by a federal grand jury in Atlanta for allegedly taking grant money and using it to buy motorcycles and cars and houses? That guy? You mean the same CDC that pushed the false fear story about the pandemic in order to sell more vaccines? Oh, no, wait a minute. Maybe you mean the CDC that was formerly headed by Dr. Julie Gerberding, who after the big swine flu scare went on and took a job as the president of Merck's Global Vaccine Division. Oh, that CDC. That's what Walgreens follows, that CDC. Now I see DC with vitamin C something, say something on the side. Yeah, it's all making sense. Now, anyway, Walgreens goes on to say, we encourage flu shots for everyone over the age of 6 months. So a 7-month-old toddler, how about a 19-year-old pregnant woman? You should get a flu shot too. And if a Walgreens employee encourages you to get that flu shot, they might win an iPad. Oh, goody. More electronics from Big Brother Apple. Can't wait. Can't wait to see what. I tell you what, next year, they're going to just pay you to take a flu shot. You want a flu shot, buddy? Here, have a 20. I mean, isn't Safeway giving out coupons now? 10% off your groceries if you get a flu shot. That's true. Oh, you got the photo. Right on. 10% off your groceries. How's that a way to entice the poorest of the poor, people who can't even afford to eat? But if you get a flu shot, yeah, you'll save a few bucks off your macaroni and cheese. Oh, yeah. Just don't buy frozen turkeys. They might explode in your kitchen, says Department of Homeland Security. It's gone crazy, folks. All right. Quick plug for Cornucopia, which has a very important proxy petition that you need to sign. Go to cornucopia.org. That's spelled C-O-R-N, like corn, and then U-C-O-P-I-A, cornucopia.org. Now, look, we had them on InfoWars Nightly News the other night. They are trying to get a lot of petitions signed. They are going to hand deliver to the USDA next week. So the timing on this is urgent. The USDA is holding meetings that could allow organics to be polluted with new synthetic chemicals and additives that the big food conglomerate corporation dominant controllers are trying to get legalized as, quote, organics. Oh, yes, didn't you know your organic food now contains chemicals? Could be, unless you put up a fight, sign that petition at cornucopia.org, and thank you for your support on that. Yes, I drank a chocolate superfood smoothie, so I'm feeling pretty good. And thank you for joining in here on the Alex Jones Show. We've got a lot more coming up on the other side of this break. I'm Mike Adams filling in. Stay with us. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I gotta say I like the intro songs that are chosen for the show. Welcome back. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show on this day before Thanksgiving. And we do want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving from myself, Mike Adams, filling in today for Alex. But of course, Alex, we'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well, and the entire crew here at Infowars.com. Thank you for tuning in. We've got a lot more coming up for you here, a great action-packed show, an info-packed show. That's what we're in the business of doing. Who's coming up here? Dr. Stuart Lonnke is coming up in just a few minutes. He's the author of Invisible Killers, No, no, it's not a book about the CIA. It's a book about heavy metals and secret poisons that are in the environment that you probably don't know about and you need to know about. But we're going to give you solutions too, folks. We're not here just to tell you everything's dangerous. We'll let Napolitano do that instead. And we're going to give you some solutions because we want you to be safe. We want you to be informed. We want you to be confident. And we want you to have good cognitive function, right? So you can continue to analyze the world around you and think critically about the world around you and vote with your brain engaged. And that's easy, y'all. All you got to do is vote for one guy, Ron Paul. You don't even, you know, it doesn't take much brain power to realize that he's the only one who makes sense. In fact, continuing with our little theme, our little ongoing daily joke theme about vitamin C something, say something, and vitamin D population agenda, I was thinking, what other vitamins are some of the presidential candidates on? Because they're on something. Like, what is Newt Gingrich really taking? I think he's taking vitamin B, betray the Bill of Rights. Yeah, he's betraying the Bill of Rights and betraying the American people with this talk that you shouldn't have any rights if there's a war. What about Herman Cain? Vitamin E, Z, to fool people about the Federal Reserve, right? So easy to fool people. You got some others? Send them on in. Email them to us here. We'll read them on the air in the next segment. I don't know how this got started. It was just completely impromptu, totally random. All right. One other quick thing. I did an article last night that I wanted to talk about on the air today, but we won't have time. So is this, Jaron, is it up on InfoWars, the scientific medical industry cyborg article, you know? All right. I think it's up on InfoWars. I put this together specifically for this show. In that article, which I encourage you to check out on InfoWars.com, of course, you can also find it on Natural News. I laid out the top 10 things that are coming for you in the future under scientific dictatorship. These include things like chip implants. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. Chip implants that can control your emotions and control you so that the police can have a pacification switch that turns off entire crowds of protesters, for example. Or having biometrics monitoring devices implanted into your bloodstream or implanted into your tissues where they can read your bloodstream so that they can report back your biometrics, your nutritional status to the government. So the government can actually monitor your nutritional levels. They can monitor if you have, quote, too much vitamin D. Yeah, you're taking too much vitamin D. They're going to make sure you don't take that. They will know. Anyway, there are 8 other things that you need to know about: human cyborgs, super soldiers, other technologies that could be in our future. They're not necessarily predictions. They're just sort of little sketches, let's say, of what is possible under scientific dictatorship. Because, we've already seen GMOs. We've already seen vaccines go way off the charts into the world of insanity with aluminum and with mercury and with live viral material going into the vaccines. That's crazy. That's all, quote, scientific. But we don't have time for that whole discussion. So going to go on to the next topic and get ready for our guest at the bottom of the hour by talking to you about the poisoning of our world. Now, what really got me interested in this, you know, I'm a researcher. I'm an investigative journalist most of the time when I'm not here putting on firemen's outfits and burning turkeys for fun. Not fun. That was just alluding to the last segment. I read this article from, believe it or not, Scientific American, which Scientific American is mostly a very conventional, closed-minded type of magazine, in my opinion. They report just the official scientific truth. So it was very surprising to me to find Scientific American actually covering this topic, which is the toxic top 10. What are the top 10 most toxic things in our world that are impacting the greatest number of people in our world? Scientific American, believe it or not. And they gave us this list of 10 things. Mercury, lead, chromium, lead. See, lead's in here multiple times. This is my point. More mercury, arsenic, pesticides. More lead. Yeah, we're going to come back to that. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to talk to you about lead, mercury poisoning, chemical poisoning, and some solutions. So we're having a great time here. Stay with us on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you
were on the
scene window?
Would you
stand up for truth?
Or
would you turn away too?
Okay, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. What is that music? What is that? I don't know. They're throwing me crazy stuff today is what they're doing. They're trying to throw me off. See? Once you get comfortable in this chair, they play games with you. Try to catch you off guard. Not going to let them do it. You hear that, Jaron? All right, we are back. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Lonnke here in just a minute, who is a toxicologist and an expert in so-called invisible killers. In fact, he has a book called Invisible Killers, which goes into some of the environmental causes that are preventable, the things that cause cancer. Lots of chemicals in the environment, lots of heavy metals, things that you may not be aware of and in places that you may not have thought about. So we're going to be asking Dr. Lonnke about those kinds of questions. But let me continue with the setup on that. Getting back to what I alluded to before the break, a Scientific American article talked about the toxic top 10 things in our world that are impacting the most people. And let me just read the list very quickly because you'll be surprised. I was shocked. They are, and I'm not stuttering, this is actually the list. It repeats. Number one, mercury, then lead, pesticides, lead, chromium, mercury, lead, arsenic, and pesticide manufacturing. Those are the 10 things. Now, you may have noticed lead is in there a whole lot. They are lead pollution from industrial processes, lead pollution from mining, lead pollution from improper battery recycling, and so on. We've got arsenic in groundwater. See, this reminds me, I love it when all the fluoride proponents say, oh, we're just going to adjust the naturally occurring fluoride levels in your water, as if to say, because it's natural, it must be good for you. Well, arsenic is natural. I don't want arsenic in my water, do you? Should we add arsenic into the water to make it more natural? I mean, that's the logic of the fluoride pushers. Should we add lead? Lead is natural in that sense. Look, just because it comes out of the ground doesn't mean it's good for you. Uranium comes out of the ground. I don't want to be taking uranium pills. Anyway, people, you got to think about this stuff, all right? That's crucial. Anyway, that's enough. That's enough of an intro. Diabetes is going to hit 1 in 10 Americans by 2030, according to the most recent news. 1 in 4 U.S. women is now on psychiatric drugs. 25%. It's incredible. Let's get some answers from Dr. Stuart Lonnke. He's a board-certified expert in internal medicine. He's in private practice right now. He used to be at UC, University of California, San Diego. He is a postdoctoral fellow at the National Institutes of Health, or he was. I mean, that was his experience. And he joins us now by phone from California to help us get some answers on these environmental causes of cancer, which are preventable as well. Dr. Stuart Lonnke, are you with us? Thank you for joining us.
I am. Thank you very much for having me. Yeah, I was listening to your reading off of the list, and it's kind of, I chuckle a little bit, because I think that most people are aware of the fact that there are exposures. For example, let's take lead. I think everyone says, you know, there's not lead in paint anymore. And, you know, I understand the industrial exposures to lead, but I don't think that most people are aware of the fact that, you know, those people who live, for example, in inner cities, where the plumbing is still lead-lined pipes, there's a fair amount of lead in their drinking water. I don't think most people are aware of the fact that many of the products that come from abroad are still painted and finished with lead-based paints.
Like the Halloween face paints from China. Oh, those had lead in them, right?
Absolutely. And children's toys. I think that they're most people that live in the suburbs say, well, I've got copper plumbing. I'm not worried about that. The solder that they used to solder those pipes contain lead. The water that sits in your house overnight has that lead leach out of that solder into the water that you turn on in the morning. You see, so no one is immune from any of this. And, of course, the kinds of exposures that we talk about in Invisible Killers are the kinds of exposures that aren't related to toxic spills. Everyone's right. Aware of a toxic spill. But the fact that you eat sushi and the fact that you're being exposed to mercury from the fish that you're eating, or if you don't eat sushi, the fact that the foods that you're eating are from maybe from plants or even animals that drank water or that were fed on feed that came from fish that were laden with mercury. The fact is that almost all of us carry with us a toxic burden. And what the book really focuses on is the fact that that toxic burden starts in utero. And that's something that was very important for me to come to a conclusion regarding the fact that the average newborn from umbilical cord blood has over 200 toxins already in their body. So if one looks at umbilical cord blood, you'll find pesticides, you'll find mercury, you'll find arsenic, you'll find lead. All of these have been lovingly transmitted across the placenta from mom to newborn. And the fact is that there are about 80,000 chemicals that are in commercial use today. I won't go into the Toxic Substance Act of 1976 and the fact that those chemicals can be out there without any previous testing regarding whether they're safe.
Right, all grandfathered in.
There's no testing that's required. The FDA does not regulate this whatsoever. However, of the 80,000 that are in use today, some 10,000 of these chemicals weren't even in existence 5 years ago. So we continually put new chemicals into our environment, from the deodorizers that you plug into the wall in your home to dry buy cleaning fluid that you bring home your clothes and hang in your closet, from the flame retardants that are required to coat mattresses and baby clothes. It's a good idea to retard flames, but those flame retardants are polybrominated diphenyl esters.
But here's the thing, Dr. Lunke, sorry to interrupt, but here's the thing. Most people out there believe that if all these chemicals are being used in these products, if California, for example, requires these flame retardants to be on these infant mattresses, then they must be safe because the government would not allow these chemicals and these metals to be used in products if they weren't proven safe. But your position and what's available in your book, Invisible Killers, and I think the website for that is invisiblekillers.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but your book and your position is that these are not, they've never been proven safe. They are a very provable threat to health, and that we need to be looking at preventing cancer as much as we look at treating it after the fact, right?
Absolutely. And I think that one of the things that we will be coming out with very shortly, and I told you before we went on the air, is our very next project is going to be called Clear Beginnings, because what we're really talking about here is the fact that the FDA has no regulatory authority over the chemicals that are used in the marketplace. That's a Federal Trade Commission regulation, and the Toxic Substance Act of 1976 says that's quite all right. Now, some of your listeners may be aware of the fact that there's a large group of people in Congress right now on a bill going through Congress that will modify the Toxic Substance Act of 1976, and it's about time that happens. But the politics of poisoning is really something that's very special.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take, for example, baby bottles and so on and so forth. And we know that there are chemicals in plastics and so on and so forth that leach into baby bottles, into the food, and then all of our soup cans and baby food cans are
1,200% higher BPA levels in the blood of people who eat canned soup.
That's right. And we know that bisphenol A, that BPA, there are hundreds of articles talking about the cellular effects, the hormone emulation effects, the potentially carcinogenic effects through modulation of the immune system. All of these data are such that Canada, for example, very quickly outlawed its use in baby bottles. However, here in the United States, the chemical industry has an extraordinarily strong lobby, and it's been nearly impossible to get anything done. I think here in California, we finally said that BPA has to be out of baby bottles and out of baby food by 2013.
But it's extraordinary that there are very few people such as yourself and Dr. Samuel Epstein who are raising the alarm about these chemicals. The cancer industry, the conventional cancer industry, I'm saying, they don't say a word about the toxic chemicals in cosmetics and personal care products and foods and medicines and fire retardant chemicals. So, I mean, why are they so silent about all of this, in your opinion, Dr. Lunke?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with an insistence on scientific proof and scientific methodology. As physicians, we are kind of brought up on the drug company regimen. That is, you do a double-blind study, and you prove without a shadow of a doubt that a certain chemical causes a certain effect. And you do that over and over again. Well, I don't think we're going to get too many volunteers for those studies. And when we do it in animal models, some people scoff at that. But I think that there's a great lack of enthusiasm for it because it doesn't fall into the realm of the kind of thing that most doctors know what to do about.
Hey,
doctors feel really comfortable when they know what to do about something.
Yeah, that's a good point. But look, I think you could get a whole bunch of volunteers in America. You just give them 10% off their groceries and they'll inject themselves with anything. I'm serious. You give them a free iPad drawing and then they'll take some lead, they'll take some mercury, and because they don't know anything about this.
And I think that we talk about, let's go back to the lead because you mentioned it so many times in your discussion. There are so many wonderful articles now that make us understand, for example, doctors will treat toxic lead levels. We get an alarm when 10 microgram There was a study that was done in the University of Cincinnati, published in 2008. It's a wonderful study. They followed 250 women from their pregnancy, and they followed their children for 20 years. And they all of these were inner city individuals, women. They all gave birth, and obviously they tracked the lead levels they tracked bone lead levels by X-ray diffraction as well as blood lead levels. And they followed these kids until they were 5 or 6 years old, and then they followed them till they became 20. And they were able to show that with lead levels that no one would treat, you follow me?
Yeah, right. Subclinical lead levels.
If you divide them into quartiles, 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, and 15 to 20, you could draw a straight line with the incidence of violent crime.
Wow. Have there been studies done of lead levels of criminals who are currently being incarcerated?
Absolutely. And there's correlations with lead levels because lead concentrates not only in the bone, but in the brain.
See, this gets
and
to
so,
my...
And so let me make no, one
yeah, go ahead,
important
go ahead.
Point. And that is, all of what we're saying, all of this, what does it really mean? And what it really means is this. It's unlikely that we're going to legislate away all of these 80,000 chemicals. It's unlikely that we're going to begin to test all of the 80,000 chemicals in current use. We just have to accept the fact that if I took 100 people and I tested them right now, measuring bone levels and fat levels, because all of these organic chemicals are soluble in fat, and blood levels, everyone is carrying a burden of toxins, and it's different from one person to the next. What we do know is that pregnant moms pass these toxins onto the fetus. You can bet that my mother, 50 years ago plus, had a much lower concentration of all of these chemicals that are present in women today.
Right. It's getting worse in society.
I went to medical school. The greatest breakthrough was birth control pills. Today, we have fertility clinics. Never had that when I
right.
was in medical school. We never heard of ADD and ADHD. The autism rates are higher. Children with leukemia, brain cancer, all of these things happening. What can we do about it? What we can do is make an understanding, a complete understanding, that we have to give kids a clear beginning. That is, the population that we have to get the message to, and we have to bring products to help them detoxify, is that group of people who are going to give birth to the next generation.
Childbearing age women, yeah.
College kids,
clearly.
Young adults. Yeah, it's important to take care of people who are older and middle age as well.
Well, but that's the thing. You've raised some fantastic points, and I want to just remind the listeners that you're listening to an interview with Dr. Stuart Lonnke, the author of Invisible Killers. His website is invisiblekillers.com. We're going to continue this interview here on the Alex Jones Show. And in fact, if you're interested, if you'd like to call in and maybe ask a question of Dr. Lonnke, we're going to open up the phones at 800-259-9231. So you can call in after this upcoming break. But you mentioned, Dr. Lonnke, the correlation between lead presence in bone and tissues and violent crime, or at least incarceration for crimes. This brings me to the psychological and behavioral component of these, of exposure to these heavy metals. This is what interests me in particular.
Well, it's a big factor. Lead and mercury are the two, you know, the hatters. You ever hear of the Mad Hatter? You
sure.
Know, I'm sure your listeners are aware of the fact that's because they lined felt hats with mercury in the old days, and the hatters used to lick their brushes. That
yeah.
was mad as a hatter.
Yeah, it'll drive you insane. But this is my question. Do you think that at least some portion of the insanity that we see across modern culture today is caused by this exposure to heavy metals?
Undoubtedly. There is not one ounce of scientific doubt in my mind. I think that it is one of the factors. What I want the listeners to understand is it's not the only factor.
Sure.
There are many factors that go into it. But if you can remove, just think about this, if we can remove this veil, take this veil away from all of what's going on in society today, behavioral abnormalities, medical abnormalities, the obesity epidemic, obesity in kids. Now, maybe your listeners will understand if you're born with all of these chemicals that are hormone emulators and stack the deck against you metabolizing glucose normally, well, why wouldn't these kids get diabetes earlier? Why wouldn't they have a higher incidence?
Well, and why wouldn't our prisons be filled with criminals? And doesn't this call into question the entire so-called criminal justice system? If punishing people for their, quote, behavior by throwing them in prison without treating their some of what might be the causes, chemicals or metals poisoning, isn't that a completely incomplete and, in fact, an unjust system of justice?
Yes, but I think that the legal system, like the political system, are very, very difficult places to crack. I think we have to do this as a grassroots movement of education of young people, their parents.
All right, Dr. Lunkin, we gotta go to break. I'm sorry to cut you off. Please stay with us, though. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes with more from Dr. Stuart Lunkin here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. This is Mike Adams filling in for the Alex Jones Show here, and tripping up my words just a little bit. But I hope you're enjoying the show. We are interviewing Dr. Stuart Lunkin, who is an expert in internal medicine and toxicology, and he was mentioning some of the food sources. He mentioned a lot of people eating sushi. Now, I don't know about you, Dr. Lunkin. I don't eat sushi. I only eat firebombed turkeys airdropped into vats of boiling oil. That is my diet, DHS compliant.
See, I should make people be aware of the fact that you can't get away from this. You talked about arsenic. You talked about arsenic in water, but how many people out there listening to your show have wood decks, have wood swing sets?
Oh, pressure-treated wood, yeah.
All that treated wood is treated with an arsenic-containing compound. Now, kids will crawl on it, and you will handle the wood, and then you'll make yourself a sandwich, won't you?
Yeah, but what...
And most of these toxins, I want the listeners to know, yes, for the women, cosmetics is a major source, but by and large, by far and away, the largest source mode of exposure to all of these toxins is you eat them.
Yeah.
Eat them. They're in the food. They're on your hands. And some of them you inhale. There's no question. Some of them get through your skin. But ingestion, the GI tract, is the major introduction of most of these toxins.
Well, let's talk about that. When you ingest these toxins, I want to get to what, in your research and your experience, what kinds of effects do you see? Are people hallucinating? Do they hear sounds of chirping birds? Do they think, do they make bad decisions about elections? I mean, what is really the impact?
Well, I won't touch that one. But I think that, I think they're so subtle, Mike. That's the thing that's important for people to understand. People get stomach aches more frequently. They tend to have more constipation and then some diarrhea. And they tend to have nausea episodes. They tend to get muscle aches and pains. They are so nondescript. They are so nonspecific to a specific exposure. You would think, oh, arsenic exposure. We're talking about arsenic toxicity. That's easy. We're talking about lead toxicity. That's easier. Those people become psychotic. They become problematic. But irrational behavior, unusual behavior, increased lethargy, all of these, people say, well, he's just run down. Well, he's under a lot of stress. Well, he's ingesting arsenic. They don't say that.
What percentage of the U.S. Congress do you think is suffering from heavy metals toxicity? I got to ask.
Congress is suffering from a significant amount of toxicity, but we all are. And the fact is, it's happening imperceptibly to us. It happens generationally. It's easy. Hindsight is really 20/20, and that's why when we look at the data, we look at epidemiologic data, and we say it's unreasonable that the incidence of autism and behavioral deficit or attention deficit, and I call it behavioral deficit because it's more than just attention.
Yeah.
It's the whole behavior. You see these hyperactive kids, and I watch it all the time. It's very interesting. My daughter, my younger daughter, detoxed for a year before she even got pregnant, all through her pregnancy. And I watch my grandson, who's three, and his behavior contrasted with other three-year-olds.
Quick question, because we're almost out of time. Does your book offer people some solutions for detox?
It does. It does. And there are a handful and a growing number, and there are some extraordinarily effective ways that we can begin to detox. We need to figure out ways to bring that to people.
All right. We've got to go to break. Dr. Lonkey, thank you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back in 1 minute. I'll give you some more solutions on the other side of this break. Thank you. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.